Pepakai switched parties Monday, filing as the Republican Attorney General candidate Monday morning. The state GOP nominated Pepakai after its lone candidate, Peggy Marshall Thomas, dropped out of the race last week. Pepakai has served as a Delaware Family Court Commissioner, Newcastle County Attorney, and legal counsel for former Democratic Governor Ruth Ann Minner. He was also convicted on drug charges as a teen, which he addressed during his announcement Sunday at New Canaan Baptist Church and seen on YouTube.
Like so many other black males that grew up in that area, I was once in the criminal justice system.
State GOP Vice Chair Emily Taylor says she's not worried about Pepakai joining the race late.
He's been building support within various communities throughout Delaware, not as a candidate for a long enough time.
Taylor claims he's among a growing number of Democrats dissatisfied with their party's direction. She says his experience on both sides of the criminal justice system make him an ideal candidate.
We know that it's a 12-week rush, but we're going to make a big pitch because he's got a very compelling story to tell, and I think he would make an excellent attorney general.
Pepakai will face the winner of a four-way Democratic primary election for attorney general. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.